to. Tell me what you'd like for Christmas. Well, Santa, we'll have to see what he can do to make you happy, okay?
This year, we're sending you our best. We hope you enjoy listening to the best of Bonneville Holiday Classics. And from all of us at Bonneville Media Communications, we wish you and yours the best of everything during the holidays and throughout the new year.
Tree company?
Yes, I'm looking for a pear tree.
An evergreen pear?
Well, a pear tree that could hold a bird.
Could hold a bird.
Could hold a bird in it.
Okay, hold on one second.
What? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, well, I could bring the bird down there. Would that be the best way? And, Tessa, we would naturally would clean up anything that might happen.
You are kidding, aren't you?
Well, I have this partridge.
Mm-hmm. You want to put him in a pear tree?
Well, wouldn't you think that would make a great gift?
It certainly would.
My true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Hello there!
Santa Claus, we don't have a chimney.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Well, I'll just have to surprise you and come through the door then, won't I?
Yeah, how do you get in the doorway?
Well, through the magic of Christmas.
Yep.
Library.
Hello, is this the library?
Yes, it is.
Could I get some information on it?
I'll be the reference desk just a minute.
Yes.
I need some information on animals.
Animals?
Yes, you might be able to help me. Can you tell me if a turtle dove is a turtle or a dove?
Animals?
Well, a bird. Is it a bird or is it a turtle?
Okay, just a minute. Hang on.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now this is from the Webster's Third Dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now it says, especially a common European bird.
Oh, it is a bird.
Noted for its plaintive cooing. Middle English turtle dove, and that's spelled T-U-R-T-I-L.
Ah. Would that be the same if there were two of them?
It's one word.
Oh, it's one word.
Yes.
But two of them would not be turtle stuff. See, I'm what I'm interested in is two of them.
No, it's just one, it says a common European bird. It's one word, and it designates a bird.
Oh, I see.
And it is a bird.
Do you think they would make a nice gift?
Well, if you think of the first day of Christmas, that song, you know, with the two turtle doves, that type of thing.
Oh, very good.
Well, that, I don't know, it may have been from the old English tradition.
I see. Do you know where I could buy one or two? I need two.
Just a minute. I'll see if I can find that out for you.
Okay.
Okay, now, hello?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, we'll have to refer you to the specialized service downtown. 626-7461. Ask for Link, and they'll transfer you directly, and then you...
Link?
Yes.
Is that an animal or a bird?
On the second day of Christmas,
French consulate?
Hello. Is this the French consulate?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I have an unusual request for some information that I need. I've been trying to find out, and I've been not able to find out anywhere, what a French hen is.
A French hen?
A French hen.
Hem?
Yes, hen.
In a dress, you mean? A hem?
No, hen in a barnyard, like.
Oh.
What I'm trying to find...
Why is it called French hen?
Yes. I mean, how is it different? Does it have an accent, or...?
Let me see if I can find anyone. Hold on.
Hello? Can I help you?
Yes, I hope so. I'm trying to find out about a French hen. Actually, three French hens I need.
Do you have a name?
Do I have the name of the hens?
Oh, you mean in this country they call them French hens?
Well, don't they call them that in France? How would you say French hen in French?
Poule française.
Poule française?
Yes.
I see. Now, if I need three poule française...
What is it for?
It's for a gift. I can't figure out how to find them. You don't know where I...
Our commercial office should be able to help you.
Your commercial office?
Yes.
Do they deal in French hens?
They deal in everything.
So that would be my French connection?
Okay.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French hens,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Birdland.
Is this Birdland?
Yes.
Sir, I'm... need some unusual information. I am looking for birds that caw, but I have to get four of them for someone, and do I have choices other than a crow? Do other birds caw?
Do any other birds caw or make that kind of a sound, Gail? Yeah, like a crow that you know of offhand.
Is a muck caw?
Well, they go, eh, like that. We got one.
They go, eh?
Yeah, you know.
That's
not caw, caw like a crow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of any other that does, you know. I've been around crows all my life.
You've been around crows?
Yeah, New York, you know.
No, I need four cawing birds.
Yeah.
Do you have four cawing birds?
Your best bet on it, no, I don't. We don't sell crows and that stuff anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The best bet would be to call the zoo. They could tell you.
Call the zoo?
Ask for the bird department there.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
The spirit of Christmas.
What do you do to help?
Help with the new baby.
And would you trade the new baby for a reindeer? You would? My God.
Department store Santa.
And have a Merry Christmas, won't you?
Tony Zucca.
My gosh.
What does it take to be a Santa Claus?
A lot of patience. And another thing, you do have to love children. If you didn't, there would be no use in doing this. Basically, the rewards, I think, from doing this is the smile, the sparkle in the children's eye, and just the love that they generate back. I have to tell you, this would be about 6 years ago. I had a little boy on my knee, and he wasn't responding. And so finally I says to him, I says, by golly, isn't there something that Santa can do to make you happy? And he looked up at me, tears in his eyes, and he said, yes, Santa, bring my brother back. And I knew I had stepped one step too far. But you know, what can I do? I mean, I said it. And so I says to him, Santa can't do that. But you know, I don't think your brother would want you to go on not living and having fun and being good and doing things like that. And so the only thing Santa can say is, by golly, remember the fun times and when you and your brother played together and had fun and how much you loved him and he loved you, and just always be good for him. And he gave me a kiss on the cheek and said thanks and left. Okay, about 30 minutes later, he comes down the mall, just skipping, and then what really got me is when Mother came across the aisle, right in front of everybody, right up in front, and she looked me in the eye, and she said, I don't know who you are, I don't know how to say thanks enough, but he hadn't uttered one word since we buried his brother 2 days ago. That makes the day.
The spirit of Christmas.
Hello there! Hi, honey.
Thank you. I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for 5 golden rings.
Mm-hmm, gold bands?
Well, it's just, yeah, they could be bands. They're 5 golden rings. I want one is for someone very special for a gift, and I'd like one for each finger.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to put an inscription on the inside that's saying, from your true love.
From your true love on each ring?
On each ring. That'd be too much, do you think?
Let me check and see, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for holding, sir. We have 5 gold bands, but they're not all identical. Do you want them identical?
Well, do they have to be different sizes for each?
Yes, because all my fingers are different sizes.
Well, they're not for you.
Maybe her fingers are the same size. I mean, I was just, most people have a different size on each finger.
Okay, do I have to bring her fingers in?
You'd have to bring her the size of each finger in.
Oh, just the size?
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And Merry Christmas.
On the 5th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 5 gold.
Say, would you leave Santa some cookies on Christmas Eve? Would you?
No.
Live poultry?
Yes. Do you have live poultry?
Yes, we have
live. Do you have any geese? I need 6 geese.
Well, Don, geese are hard to find right now, but there will be some geese between now and Christmas.
You think so, huh? Okay, now.
Now, what kind of geese you want?
Well, that's the hard part. That's the hard part. I've got to deliver the geese to this person as a gift,
uh-huh.
A very special person, and when I deliver them, the geese have to be delivering themselves. You know what I mean?
Oh.
It has to be 6 geese a-laying all together at one time.
Well, how are you going to get a tailor-made geese to be laying at the same time?
All 6 of them?
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe we can get one of those people like that train the swimmers, those synchronized swimmers, to train the geese, and they can be 6 geese a-laying all at once. Do you think they'd make a nice gift?
Well, people use them to give them, but now you're gonna have a situation.
What's that?
See, because average, you can't tell. I can have 10 geese out there.
Mm-hmm.
But who's going to tell which one of those geese are laying?
Well, can't you tell when you see the egg?
Yeah, but the hell, who's going to stand out there and watch goose all day long and see which one laying?
Well, it'd be worth it if the person is very special you're giving it to.
It's got to be awful special. It don't come awful high. Now, to get the 6 geese, you probably wouldn't have no problem there, but to get them under these conditions.
Yeah, well, it's got to be 6 geese a-laying. So, I tell you, if we see one of them starting to lay, then can we just tell them to hold up a second, wait for someone else?
Who?
The geese.
Oh, man.
On the 6th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 6 geese a-laying.
5 gold rings.
4 calling birds.
3 French hens.
2 turtle doves. And a partridge in a pear tree.
And are you calling the North Pole?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, you've got Santa here.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been going to school?
Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy school?
Mm-hmm.
And have you been good?
Mm-mm.
Los Angeles Ballet.
Yes. Is this the ballet?
Yes.
I'm looking for something strange I haven't been able to find. It's for a gift for someone. I need some swans.
You need a swan?
Well, I need 7 of them.
You need 7 swans alive?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Human or duck type?
Well, do you have human swans?
Okay, just a minute. See, I'm not the usual. I mean, I'm not.
Well, this question is not the usual. I know either. Can I just go through one thing, if you bear with me, 1 second?
Yes.
It's my Christmas list. I have a partridge in a pear tree, 2 turtle doves, 3 French hens, 4 cawing birds, Five golden rings, six geese, a laying. Yes, I'm down to seven swans a swimming.
Mm-hmm. Just a moment, okay. Wait a minute. Okay, you want seven... Wait a minute.
Seven swans.
Right.
You people do Swan Lake, don't you?
Yes.
Well, what do you use in Swan Lake?
I think you're pulling my leg, but...
Would you like seven swans of swimming for yourself as a gift?
The only swan I ever got intimate with bit me.
Well, these are not seven swans of biting. Where did it bite you?
Look, I don't...
You don't want to tell me that? Oh, you know what I could do?
No, I haven't got the foggiest idea.
I could meet the people who play the swans,
mm-hmm.
and then take them afterwards. They'd still be swans, really, you know, if they're really into the part. And take them after the production and take them down to a swimming pool and see, find out which ones can swim. And then I could have seven swans a-swimming.
Are you joking or are you serious?
I'm joking.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven swans a-swimming.
Hello there, how are you?
Rudolph, her nose and your head, very shiny nose, you ever saw it?
That's pretty good.
On the house top, reindeer pups come to me lots of toys.
What would you like for Christmas?
Christmas tree, ho, 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 who would go, ho, 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 who would go. Bye.
Yes, may I help you?
Yes, is this an employment agency?
Yes, it is.
I need eight maids.
Eight maids?
Yes, eight maids.
Who am I speaking to, please?
My name is Don Richmond.
And where would this be for, Mr. Richmond?
It would be for a Christmas gift.
This is kind of a strange order. can you explain?
I need eight maids. And they have to be somewhat conversant with cows. I need eight maids a-milking.
Mr. Richmond, please, you're pulling my leg.
Could you bear with me just one second? I'll just go through my list here and I'll see. I see I have my partridge in the pear tree, I have the two turtle doves, the three French hens, the four cawing birds, the five golden rings, the six geese a-laying, the seven swans a-swimming.
Now, what is this? What is this? What is this, please? This is some sort of joke. Please tell me.
Are you familiar with that song at all?
I certainly am.
Well, see, that's not a joke, that song, is it?
No, the joke isn't, but the order is.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five gold rings.
And then he sent me four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Caller, Arthur Murray, may I help you?
Yes, is this the dance place?
Yeah, this is Arthur Murray Dance Studio.
I'm looking for nine ladies dancing.
Nine ladies dancing?
They're going to be a Christmas gift.
A Christmas gift?
Mm-hmm.
It's not Christmas yet.
Well, it's right around the corner.
Oh, it's in a store?
No, I mean Christmas is right around the corner.
Oh, I see.
What type of dancing could they do?
Well, it's ballroom and Latin dancing.
Ballroom and Latin?
It's social, yeah.
Can you mix them up like four of one and five of the other?
Four of one and five of the other. Yeah, you could do that.
Okay, now, would I have any way of really determining that they are ladies?
I should hope so, you know. Do you have good eyesight?
Oh, no, I mean from an attitude standpoint.
I feel.
See, this is for my true love.
Your who?
My true love.
Oh, I see. And You want 9 ladies to dance for her for Christmas.
I need 9 ladies dancing. Like, if you bear with me 1 second, let me just check my shopping list. Let's see, I got a partridge and a pear tree, 2 turtle doves, 3 French hens, 4 cawing birds, 5 golden rings, 6 geese a-laying, 7 swans a-swimming, 8 maids a-milking. Yes, yes, that's right. I now just need 9 ladies dancing. Well, what could we put them in? We're now in the packaging.
Well, it would have some type of costumes.
Do you wrap them there, by the way?
Well, no. I guess we could. See, 9 ladies dancing.
What are we going to put them in?
Well, I like ballet costumes, you know, sort of like Swan Lake or something.
I know. Well, we already have the swans are swimming. We had 7 of those.
I see, right. Huh. Is this like for... Now, where are you going to have this thing?
Well, I don't know. See, we only have a one-room house.
Huh?
Merry Christmas.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love said to me, 9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 gold rings,
4 cawing birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
And have you been good?
Yeah.
And what would you like for Christmas?
I like another birthday.
British Trade Council?
Yes, sir. Perhaps you can help me. I'm looking for 10 lords.
10 lords?
Yes, I need them for my true love.
For your true love?
Mm-hmm.
Sir, I'm not quite sure that I know what you're talking about.
Well, you have, in England, you have a House of Lords, don't you?
Oh, Lord.
10 Lords.
10 Lords, yes! Yes.
Now, the one thing I need them for my lady is I need them leaping, which could, I know, present some problems.
Oh, you need them leaping?
Yes.
Well,
10 Lords are leaping.
To get the House of Lords leaping, I'm afraid you'd have to wake them up first.
Thank you.
On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love said to me, 10 lords are leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids are milking,
7 swans are swimming,
6 geese are laying,
5 gold rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Hello there.
Oh, guess what? I want to talk to you about your home. Yeah, where's your home?
I'm clear in the North Pole. Where are you at?
Okay, you go to the brown house. You go straight to where the brown house is. And the green house. You go right where the gas station is across. And that's where I live. I'll meet you there.
Right.
Yes, I need 11 pipers.
11 of them?
11 pipers for Christmas. It's a Christmas gift for my true love.
11 of them?
11 pipers piping.
You're putting me on now, aren't you? Are you serious? You're putting me on.
No, I'm actually being very serious. Hello? Hello?
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love said to me, 11 pipers piping daily,
ta-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. 10 lords a-leaping spryly,
9 ladies dancing gaily,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 gold rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Christmas, a time to believe in things you can't see.
Have you guys ever seen Santa's reindeer fly?
Yeah!
Yeah!
You have?
Yeah!
They fly, the reindeer.
Yeah?
They can't fly.
Yes, they do. I've seen them.
No way, Jose.
They all land on top of the roof so Santa can go down the chimney.
Ah. He slides down the chimney.
I know why he has...
Like the big bad wolf and the little pigs.
He has a ladder in his sleigh so he can get down the chimney or else he'll just roll down the chimney.
Well, tell me, what does Santa Claus look like?
He has a white mustache, he has a white beard, and he has a white hat. He has a great big beard. Yep, he does. And he says, ho, 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 huh? Well, he's red, he has a red belt, and he has a red chest with a belly like full of jelly. And he says, ho, 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 huh?
Well, he's fat.
He's fat?
Uh-huh.
Like my mom. He looks like a big fat man with a long white beard. No kidding.
How do you know?
Because I felt it.
You felt it?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to see.
What do you mean?
I'm blind.
We talk to Santa Claus, that's how we see him.
But I have to feel him.
Oh.
And he wears red pants and a Christmas. Red shirt.
A time to believe in things you can't see.
Yes, is this the toy store?
Yes.
I am looking for 12 drummers.
12 drummers?
I need 12 drummers drumming.
Drummers drumming?
It's for a Christmas gift.
12 drummers drumming. Hold 1 second, please.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking for 12 drummers drumming.
The only thing we have are drumming bears and drumming chimps.
No drummers drumming?
No, sir.
Just animals, well.
Right, and then we have a little wind-up clown.
Ah, I promised it to my lady for Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going to find it.
Do you think it's an unusual request?
Yeah, very unusual.
Well, she does march to a different drum.
I don't know what you're going to do about that one.
You mean about her or about the drums?
Well, her you can maybe exchange. That's a drummer you can't do anything about. On the 12th day of Christmas.